Core Issue by Frank Zaffiro. Detective Elias eased the door to the interview room shut. He caught the eye of Officer Vickers, who sat in a chair a few feet away writing a report. The patrol officer rose, but Elias waved him off.
You don't need to stand by the door. He's not going anywhere. Just keep an eye, okay?
Vickers nodded. Elias hurried to the break room fridge and removed a Coke. Back in the hallway, he spotted Detective John Tower trudging toward him.
Tower!
Elias recognized the familiar styrofoam cup of coffee in Tower's left hand.
Morning!
Tower grunted and rubbed his bleary eyes with his free hand.
Late night? Elias asked. Barbecue and beer. Too much beer.
That explains the slow response. Tower waved his comment away.
Where are we at?
What do you already know?
Tower shook his head.
Nada.
Lieutenant Crawford called me, said there'd been a homicide, to get my ass down here. Then he hung up.
I guess Finch is on vacation?
Mexico, Elias said. Finch was his regular partner. Tower nodded dismissively. So run the case for me.
Patrol's sitting on the crime scene. It's pretty straightforward, and forensics is already processing it. I've got the suspect in the room, and he's about to roll.
Tower pointed at the can of soda.
Bribery?
Elias grinned.
It wouldn't be the first time someone sold his soul for an ice cold Coke.
Tower sipped the hot brew and sighed.
True, he said. This early in the morning, I'd sell out for a cup of Java myself.
He wants to tell a story, though, Elias continued. I just don't know how long that feeling will last, so I gotta get back in the room with him. If we can get a confession here, this case'll clear by noon.
You want me to wait out here?
No, come on in. I just don't have time to brief you first.
Fill me in after the confession? Tower suggested, and Elias nodded.
Inside the interview room, Elias placed the Coke in front of a thin-faced, bespectacled man who looked to be in his late 20s.
Thanks, the man said, reaching for the can with delicate fingers.
His skin bore the scars of adolescent acne.
Grant, this is Detective Tower.
Grant gave Tower a bare nod. He popped the top on the Coke can and took a long drink from it.
You were going to tell me what happened tonight, Elias said.
That's right, Grant said, suppressing a belch.
Elias turned his palms up in a go-ahead gesture. Grant took another sip and set the can on the table. He glanced around the room.
You should have windows in here, he observed.
Too many distractions.
Grant smiled.
Summer does have its distractions, doesn't it? Baseball. Beer.
Outside of Grant's vision, Elias saw Tower wince at the mention of beer.
Barbecue, Grant continued. And babes, of course.
His smile faded.
Summer always seems to be when my relationships bomb, though.
Why is that? Elias asked.
I don't know.
Is that what happened with Lisa? Grant's eyes narrowed, and the corners of his mouth turned down.
Pretty much. It was her fault, though.
How's that? Elias asked.
Grant considered for a moment. I guess you could say she was broken inside.
Broken how? Grant shrugged.
Couldn't really love someone. I should have seen the signs.
Signs?
All kinds of them.
Name one.
She didn't like kissing, for one. Especially French kisses.
Tower lifted his cup and sipped to hide his grin. Elias didn't react.
So?
Grant eyed him carefully.
You don't think that's weird?
It was Elias's turn to shrug.
In the minority?
Sure.
Weird?
I don't know.
It's weird, Grant said. Trust me, I minored in psych.
Tower rolled his eyes. Elias ignored him.
It doesn't matter, though, Grant continued. The kissing thing was just a symptom of a deeper problem. The woman couldn't love. She was broken inside.